This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah, it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كما في سنن داود وصحاح الألباني أنه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم جاهدوا المشركين بأموالكم وأنفسكم وألسنتكم وجاهد به جهادا كبيرا. يقول الله في كتابه أيضا, يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم defend his deen with your soul, with your wealth, with your souls and with your tongue. Defend his deen, the deen of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, with ilm. Defend the honor of the mu'mineen with deen, with ilm, because without ilm you cannot do anything but harm. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pointing the ni'mah that he gave to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? Ya ikhwati fillah, wa anzal Allahu alayka al-kitaba wal hikmah وعلمك ما لم تكن تعلم يا محمد وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما. سبحان الله. He mentioned الكتاب, the Quran, والحكمة, the Sunnah. And some people do not understand that when Allah said وعلمك الكتاب, it encompasses the Sunnah and the Quran. And when Allah mentions al-hikmah, it encompasses the Quran and the Sunnah also. But when Allah mentions them both, it means the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah says, Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikr, al-dhikr here, the Quran and the Sunnah. But in this ayah, when Allah says, وَعَلَّمَكُمْ وَأَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, means the Qur'an and the Sunnah. Likewise, when Allah says, يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ الْفَقِيرُ وَالْمِسْكِينُ, when Allah mentions them apart, they have two different meanings. But when He mentions them together, when He wants one of them, then it means it carries the meaning of the other. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَأَكِ. Both. But in the case of Surah Kahf, وَأَمَّا السَّفِينَةُ فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ, it means a miskin and faqir. However, miskin is in better state than the faqir, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ. Ya Muhammad, from the ni'am Allahi alayk, that you learn the kitab and the hikmah, the Qur'an and the sunnah. And from the ni'am Allahi alayk, that you learned the ilm that you never knew before, you received this message, message of La ilaha illallah. Faya ikhwati fillah, if you want to change the condition of this ummah, if you're really concerned the condition of your ummah, then learn your deen. And do not that be, ya ikhwati fillah, a desire that you have. But make it a point that you take a positive steps toward ilm, and then you learn your deen, ya ikhwati fillah. How could you tell your child, go to the Quran school, when you know for a fact that your child knows more Quran than you? How could you encourage your child to learn ilm when you're still dragging behind? That is not أَتَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. How do you understand the situation when you see a Muslim who's dropping off his child at the Saturday or Sunday school, but he's not coming to sit and learn the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's not willing to learn nothing from the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَا تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. If you order your child, your children, to learn, you must as well learn the book of Allah. So يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ بِالْعِلْمِ يُكْرَمُ الْمَرْءُ أَوْ يُهَى. With knowledge, either you will be disgraced or you will be honored. And تخيل, imagine, on the day of يوم القيامة, when Allah and His Malaika is standing and you're standing in front of them, and Allah is telling you, Ya Abdullah, this is the beginning of Jannah, and that is the end of Jannah. Now for you to excel, recite my book. Iqra, warattil, recite the Quran, and you don't pass just Amma. Or you don't pass just Tabarak. And you see that other people, mashallah, excelling, going. And they're going higher and higher and higher. And more ayat you recite, closer you will get to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he's located in Al-Firdaus al-A'la. But if you're struggling with the basics of your deen, do not imagine that your wish only will elevate you to the status of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You do, and you do your best effort with the correct intention, and Allah will reward you. إِنَّمَا التَّمَنِّي. But if you just wish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَعْلَمُ الْمَرْءَ يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةِ الْأَعْيُ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. He knows that you have internet, you have ilm that Imam Bukhari did not have access to. You have ilm that Imam al-Tabari did not have access to. You have that access to those ilms. This ilm, not even a Taymiyyah, not even a Qayyim, and they right in front of you, but we're not taking steps towards it. Ya ikhwati fillah, as much as we struggle to this dunya, let us give 10% for our akhirah, and you will see the condition of the ummah being changed. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ ولسائر المؤمنين. يا إخوتي في الله, in a hadith been authenticated by Shaykh al-Albani رحمه الله, he said, whoever makes istighfar صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever makes istighfar for the mu'mineen, Allah will forgive them for every mu'min that ever existed until the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So imagine, when you make istighfar for the mu'mineen, and Allah will reward you from Adam till the last person, last mu'min lived on this planet. So make istighfar for the rest of the mu'mineen. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. Allahumma irfa' darajatahum fil 'illiyyin waj'alhum min ashabi ahli al-jannah firdaws al-a'la ya akramul akramin. Wa aqim as-salah yarhamni yarhamukum Allah.